वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः.
नमोपावदन्नाय
कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यं नाम्ने गौरतिषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै कदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः. तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मां शरणं स्थिते. First of all, my millions of Dandot Pranati in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Paramarajatam, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad, Krishna Bhakti Pradhyamanti. And send millions of Dandot Pranati in the lotus feet of my Shiksha. Our classes are going on well. All are happy to have discussed about Jnani Bhakti Lalman. After that, Sanatana Goswami has described Maharaj Ambarish Shuddha Bhakti. Whether Prahlad Maharaj was Shuddha Bhakta or not, and he is Shuddha Bhakta. Why? Because Prahlad Maharaj knows that his Prabhu has so much affluence. He is like father. He'll have to take the Sarnagatam, Ashray of my Guru, my Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord. So what service he can do? His Prabhu has no appetite. Never thakta nahi. No problem for him. So what service? But his Prabhu has appetite. He serves him by mind, soul and everything, by all 10, 11 senses. How he is serving and what became when Brahmarishi came? Sridhar Van Maharaj will explain. Are you able to take a
basis?
He is preaching all over the world and here he is
flying. ज्ञानं समातय चतुर्मुखं येन तस्मै श्रीप्रभे नमः. वंशाकलुदुश्च कृपा सिन्धुमिव च परिदानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः. श्रीकृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचारि श्री गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my humble, respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Lila Krishna Vishnupad Ashwatara Sadasi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Sarova Goswami Maharaj,
And from Vishnupad Pariprāja Vachārya Vajra Tridandi Sanswana Bhakti Vedānta Śrīla Nāna Goswami Maharaj and Sanatanasmi, I offer my dhanavad pranam. Lotus feet of Nityananda Mahārāja Vishnupad Astutara Sanswana Bhakti Vedānta Sanswana Maharaj and all Sanyasis Brinda and all respected of my guests and Vaishnava and Vaishnavis. So Gurudev, get me for us to discuss about the character of Ambarish Maharaj. Just now, we heard Ambarish Maharaj is called Sutta Bhakta. Srila Sanatana Goswami has described in his Brihat Bhagavatamrita the five categories of the devotees. Gyani Bhakta, Sutta Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, Prempar Bhakta and Prematur Bhakta. So, yesterday we also heard about the character of Prahlad Maharaj. Is called Gyani Bhakta. Now Gurudev explain about Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj, he served his student Radha Krishna. He is called Sutta Bhakta. So Srila Goswami Pad has described the definition about Sutta Bhakti. Annabhidashidasannam Gyana Karmadi Anabhidam Anukulena Krishnamsvaram Bhaktira Uttama. So, we see in this verse also in the heart of Ambarish Maharaj. Yesterday we also heard Ambarish Maharaj, he called Sadhak Bhakta. So, Ambarish Maharaj, he engaged all his senses to look at feet of Krishna and he serves with his body, mind and speech. This is called the Kaiman Bhakta. And he serves. So Ambarish Maharaj, he was staying in Brajadham, especially he was staying in Madhuban, and also he was staying in different places of Vrindavan. And he realized the divine life of Radha and Krishna. So Ambarish Maharaj, he engaged all his senses to lotus feet of Krishna. Actually, this is our aim, object, sadhana. How we engage our all senses to serve to Krishna. So the Sukadeva Goswami Pad very clearly explaining Ambarish Maharaj, he engages his senses. Sarvaimana Krishna Padarvinda Bachansi Vaikuntha Punarubharanam Karam Hare Mandira Majanadisu Sudin Chakara Chuta Satkapodaye Mukunda Lingala Darshane Drisu Adavita Gatra Spars Anga Sangamam Dhanam Chatat Pada Sarevurahe Srimad Tula Sangrasanam Tadarpite Padu Hare Kitra Padanam Sarpane Siro Hisikesa Padabhimandani Kamam Chadasya Natukamam Kammaya Jatottama Sloka Janasraya Dhati. Srila Sukadeva Goswami Pad told Parikshit Maharaj. Hey Parikshit Maharaj, listen. Ambarish Maharaj, though he was the king of the whole universe, but he serves to Krishna with his own hands. He did not engage any servant to serve to Krishna. So he said, Savi Vana Krishna Padara Bindu. And he engages his mind only to remember the lotus feet of Krishna. And he also Vachansi Vaikuntha Punaro Bandhane. Only use his charm to glorify sweet pastimes of divine Guru Radha and Krishna. Karam Hare Mandira Marjanadi Su. And he also served to Thakurji with his own hand. He also cleaned the temple with his own hand. And Buddha also in his class, couple class before in Mathura, Buddha very nicely explained in this way. Ambarish Maharaj, he engaged all his ministers and others to rule his kingdom, but he always to engage his mind and which is service to lotus feet of Krishna. So he says, Sutin Chakara Achyuta Satpathode, and he also engages his ears to listen sweet pastimes of Krishna. Mukunda Lingado Darsana Drishu, and he engages his eyes to take darsana beautiful deities of Jivan Kula Radha and Krishna. And Sadhvitta Katra Sparsha Anga Sangamam, and he also massages the lotus feet of Vaishnava. And he also Gyananda Tattva Pada Sarvaya Saugave Srimad Tulasang Rasanatada Pitari. And he also every day used to take the Tulasi which offered to lotus feet of Krishna. And Padu Hare Khetra Padam Sarvaya, and he used his feet to do parikrama. The sweet pastimes of Jivan Kula Radha and Krishna, that's called Mathura, Vrindavan, and all the holy places of Radha and Krishna. Sri Hrishikesha Padayi Vandane, and he used his forehead to touch the lotus feet of Krishna and to Vandana, and to Kamancha Dasse Natukamma Kammaya, and he also engaged all his Abhilasa, desire to serve to Krishna. In this way, Amrish Maharaj, he engaged all his senses to service to Krishna. So this is called Sutta Bhakti. So in this regard, Srila Rupa Goswami Pada also says, Anabhilashita Sunnam Jnana Karmadi Anapritam Anukulyanam Krishnanam Silanam Bhakti Ra Uttama. Uttama Bhakti, this is called the Uttama Bhakti, one who engaged all his senses, that's called Kaya, Man, Vakta, Body, Mind and Speech, to serve the Guru and Krishna, and also incessantly without breaking. In this way, as if Buddha gave an example, if you drop the honey, the unbroken stream is coming. In this way, Amrish Maharaj, he also gives all his senses then, and he starts always absorbed in Prince Krishna consciousness. So Amrish Maharaj, in his heart, in this way, and he performed also Ekadasi Vrat. That's called he performed Ekadasi Vrat, Dadasi Mahabrat. 1 year he also performed Mahadadasi Vrat. But in the last day, after Mahadadasi Vrat, Shastra gives you that you must break according to scheduled time. Amrish Maharaj, he also celebrated the Ekadasi Vrat, Nirjala Vrat, without taking any drop of water. And next day, according to schedule of time, at that time, he did what to do. And that morning, also, Durvasa Rishi, he came. And Durvasa Rishi, he told, just now I'm going to take bath in the Jamuna, and you should prepare my prasadam in this way. Amrish Maharaj is waiting for him, but the scheduled time is going past. What do you do now? At that time, he also called all the Brahmanas and all the scholar persons. Buddha explained, actually, Amrish Maharaj, he knows everything. Only he was giving respect to the Brahmanas and Shastras. Amrish Maharaj was a great devotee. He knows all Tattva Siddhanta. But all the Brahmanas and Rishis, they also concluded, gave the conclusion. Oh, you did Nirjala Vrat. So you also take the food bathing water of Lord. Because this water is called not food, also not anything. So if you take the Charanamrit, then you can break the of your Ekadashi Vrat. So in this way, Amrish Maharaj, after worshipping his Thakurji, then he also took only couple drops and he broke his brother. And this is called the power in this way. And here, Durvasa Rishi Pahi Chok process, he realized, oh, Amrish Maharaj, he did not give any offering to me. At this, he also took something, because after it is evident, after Ekadasi Devatar, Ekadasi, that means Ekadasi, how you take pardon? You must also worship Thakurji, and there you will give some donation to Brahman and Vaishnava and Kaus in the Goseva in this way. And then you also took pardon. This is the process how we will break our Ekadasi Vrat in this way. But Durvasa Rishi, why he chose process, he realized, oh, he did not give respect to me, I am his guest. But he did not give me respect. So Durvasa Rishi, he became very angry. And he came in the courtyards of Ambarish Maharaj and he used many harsh words. And that time Ambarish Maharaj, he was very humble and he also offered his Dandavat Pranam, lotus feet of Durvasa Rishi. Gurudev explained, actually Ambarish Maharaj, he is Sutta Bhakta. Who is Sutta Bhakta? He is completely surrendered to the feet of Krishna. Krishna More Rathe. Krishna is, he is my protector and he is my mentioner. Because Shastra gives evidence. There are the six symptoms of Saranagati. Anukullasya Sankalpa Pratikullasya Divarjanam Rakhisato Vishasa Guptitte Varanam Tatha Atmanikhepa Karpanne Saravidha Saranagati. Guptitte Varanam. Krishna is my mentioner and Krishna is my protector. So Ambarish Maharaj, he was very calm and quiet. But Jodi Durvasa Rishi, he also became very angry and used many harsh words. And that time Durvasa Rishi, he also, by his job procedure, he also took one metal rod and he also manifested Kripa by a demon. And that demon also had to go towards him and to also had teaching. And that Ambarish Maharaj, he remembers to Krishna and felt calm and quiet. And then Vishnu Chakra, Lord Vishnu, he also says his chakra, Vishnu Chakra also came. And Vishnu Chakra first killed the demon, by the demon in this way. And then Vishnu Chakra also chased behind to Durvasa Rishi. And Durvasa Rishi became very average and is so much power. Such Gurudev explained, actually this is called Sudarshan. Sudarshan. There are two types of vision. One is called Kudarshan and this is called Sudarshan. Sudarshan is Sundar Darshan, good vision. Actually, Vishnu Chakra he just behind you. Durvasa Rishi. And also actually he purified his heart and so and also glorified the glories of Ambarish Maharaj in this way. And also Durvasa Rishi, he also ran here and there. Then Durvasa Rishi, he also arrived in Brahma Lok, Satya Lok. He told Brahmaji, please give me shelter. Then Brahmaji told, oh, you committed offense. Lotus feet of Sutta Bhakta, Ambarish Maharaj, I cannot give shelter to you. You should go to Kailas. Then Durvasa Rishi, he arrived in Kailas. Siddhi told, oh, you also committed offense. Lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. So you must go to Vishnu, Vaikuntha Dham. Because the Vishnu Chakra checked behind you. And then Durvasa Rishi, he arrived in Vaikuntha Dham and prayed to Lotus feet of Lord Bhagavan Vishnu. But still also had Vishnu Chakra also had chased behind you. Gurudev in this contest, Gurudev explained the Vishnu Chakra, why he chased? Because Vishnu Chakra is very Sisupal, used many harsh words. 101. Then Vishnu Chakra immediately come and also cut his head. But he had Vishnu Chakra chest behind him. Why? Gurudev explained, actually Vishnu Chakra going to Ambarish Maharaj. And he also explained this, who is higher, Vasudha Bhakta or Jodi? Actually, Durvasa Rishi he knows everything. He glorifies Ambarish Maharaj in this way. And then Vishnu Chakra is coming. And then Durvasa Rishi, he took shelter, lotus feet Vishnu. And Vishnu said, oh, I cannot protect you because you committed offense with the speech of my
devotee.
Lord Vishnu himself told, Hey Dijo, hey Brahman, hey Jagiraj, Durvasa, listen. Aham Bhakta Parajino, I completely in control my devotee. I am not independent. আমি আমার ভক্তের করিয়াছি independent. So what to do now? Aham Bhakta Parajino sa satantra jeti go. And the other thing is, if committed, lotus feet of devotee. Then Chaitanya Chaitanya Kishudas Kaviraj also explained. Kantake Payadiri Kabhu Kantake Pute Kabhu Bhai Vais Kanga Dei Saite. If you, the stone is touching in your feet, never coming out the shoulder. Because this soul which you are coming out from the feet, this is the, that means why you committed lotus feet of devotee, so you must go and to search and take shelter lotus feet of the devotee. Then all your offenses will be removed from your heart. Then Durvasa
Sadhu Hrdayam Mahiyam Sadhu Hrdayam Maham
Madanate Najami Madhavati. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says to Arjuna, Sadhu is my heart. I don't know anything. So in this way, look, Durvasa Rishi again also took shelter. Again he also came back to Ambarish Maharaj. But Durvasa Rishi, when he was coming, That time Ambarish Maharaj completely lay down and he paid his obeisances to Durvasa Rishi. That time Durvasa Rishi, he told one so very nice and he became very astonished. He told, Ahu Ananta Dasanam Mahima Anudanam. Now I realize the glories of the devotee of Lord Anandadev Bhagavan. I committed offense, lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj, but Ambarish Maharaj is very humble. That's what Trinadapi Sunichera Tarariva Sarishuna Amarina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. In this way, Durvasa Rishi, he glorified to Ambarish Maharaj. Then Ambarish Maharaj became very humble and he told, oh no, this is my fault because you are my guest. I did not give proper respect to you. Then in this way, Srila Sukadev Goswami Pad glorifies to Ambarish Maharaj Siddha Bhakta Kansadu Bhakta Sindhu Yoga Kavita
Bhakta Desh Premi Bhakta Hanuman is Siddha Premi Bhakta. Without service, he cannot lay a moment. Can you?
ओमनाथ मूलम रसिया ज्ञानंजला शलाकाया चक्षुर्मूलितं जेना तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. First of all, I humbly and surrender my pranams unto the lotus feet of my beloved Guru, Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parirakshita Acharya, Sthavu Parasara Shishima, Kila Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Maharaj Goswami, and unto all the assembled Vaishnava and Vaishnavis. So, we just heard the glories of Ambarish Maharaj. So, Gurudev is describing five levels of bhaktas from Srimad Brihat Bhagavatam Rita. So, yesterday we heard Prahlad Maharaj, this is Gyani Bhakta. with much Aishwarya, etc., his worship of Krishna wasn't so personal, as has been described by Buddhapada Bhan Maharaj in regard to Ambarish Maharaj, that his relationship with his Ishtadev, Radha and Krishna, was very personal and very intimate in his worship. But he was a Shuddha Bhakta, he wasn't a real, it wasn't a Siddha Parita. But now, the next stage is a Premi Bhakta, and this is Hanumanji, who is a Radhatmika Bhakta. He's an eternal associate of Lord Ram. And we see the overwhelming service that Hanumanji renders through so many pastimes in Ramayana. A couple of days ago, we celebrated Ram Navami, and we were discussing so many pastimes of Hanumanji. When Hanumanji first met Ram, he came in the guise of a Brahmana. And then very quickly he realized this was his eternal Ishtadev. And then he immediately surrendered his life and soul to the lotus feet of Lord Ram. And then he assisted Ram entirely through this whole epic with his battle with Ravan. And we see many heroic deeds that he performed. For example, he's jumping over to Lanka when none of the other, they didn't know how to cross to Lanka. We heard Srila Gurudev describe this pastime. And he jumped, and Srila Gurudev described very beautifully just the other day how he let himself be captured by that rope, and his tail was tied and lit, and then he set fire to the whole of Lanka, and he encouraged and inspired Sita Devi at the same time in the Ashok Grove. So all these pastimes were very heroic and very inspiring in the pastimes of Lord Ram. And then afterwards in Ayodhya, when Ram came back and took his kingdom back, then Ram performed, Hanumanji performed so many services, very intimate services to Ram. He would massage him, he would bring his food stuff, and there's a very beautiful story. Now one day we saw Sita Devi. She was decorating her forehead with sindur, the red dye that ladies wear, to give life to their husbands. So Hanumanji, he was inquiring, why are you putting this red on, this sindur? So Sita Devi replied, because it will give my Ishtadev Ramji long life, and it brings him great happiness. So Hanuman, he digested that, and Sita Devi went into the assembly hall. And when Sita had left the room, then Hanuman went and took the whole pot of sindur and put it all over his body. And then he came into the assembly hall completely red, with all his dye on his body. And everyone was chuckling and laughing. And then Ram was inquiring, why have you presented yourself like this? And Hanumanji replied, well, Sita Devi said that this will bring you long life and will inspire you, so I have put it all over my body. These are the sentiments of Ram. There's another story where Sita Devi, at one point, she awarded Hanumanji a very beautiful pearl necklace. Hanuman took that necklace, and he was biting it with his teeth, cracking open each bead. And they were looking aghast, why is he cracking these beads? And then they asked, why are you breaking these beautiful beads? And he was saying, because I'm looking for the name of Ram. If Ram's name is not on these beads, then they have no value for me. So this was the need of Hanuman. Well, so one time it was found that Hanumanji was doing too much service. And
completely. They asked that whether Ram is in your heart.
Oh, right. And when he pulled his heart apart, and Ram and Sita Devi with his chest. He opened his chest, and Sita Ram were within his heart, deeply there, where everyone could see. So this is the Mula of Hanumanji. Another time, he was doing so much service for Ram that Sita and Lakshman were feeling discomforted because they couldn't serve their lord and master, because Hanuman was doing all the menial services. So they went to Ram and they said, can you please arrange that Hanuman, he doesn't do so much service. His service will be restricted so that we can actually render you service. I am your wife, see, today we're saying my duty, my dharma is to serve you. Lakshman was saying, my dharma is to serve my elder brother. So Ram, he agreed to that. But then in India, when somebody yawns, it's correct to click the fingers to stop any inauspiciousness coming when someone yawns like that. So Hanuman thought, there's nothing left for me to do except to click my fingers when Ram is yawning. Is it correct? Mm-hmm. Oh, they gave him that service. I'm sorry. They gave him that service to click. So all day Hanuman was walking around clicking like this, and all day Ramji was walking around yawning because he had to respond to Hanuman's mood of seva. So this exhibition of Premi Bhakta, which is what we're discussing at this stage, the third stage of Bhaktas, is embodied in that personality of Hanumanji, in his unalloyed, constant, as Bhagavan Maharaj was saying, like a stream of unbroken honey falling. This service mood was just buried deep within this anurag, within Hanuman, which he exhibited to the world through Ram Leela. There are so many, many stories of Hanumanji.
So, he has relation with fixed relation, Das Prabhu. So, that has limits of submission. He cannot embrace it. He cannot give up his remnants to Prabhu. Only he will take the remnant of us. He cannot. There are also so many reasons. But Pandavas can do. The Pandavas are superior in certain things, especially on the.
So, Srila Gurudeva ordered me to discuss about Prematuru Bhakta, especially I am centralized about Arjuna. Hanuman, although Premi Bhakta, Ragatri Bhakta of Ayodhya, but Hanuman has no blood relation to Lord Ram. Lord Ram is master and he is servant. But other hand, Pancha Pandavas and Draupadi, they have blood relation with Arjuna, or Krishna and or Pandavas. Pandavas and Krishna, they are cousin brother among themselves. So among five Pandavas, one is greater than others. Why so? Once, Narada-rishi went to the royal palace in Hastinapur. Because before he went to Dwarka, he could not find to Krishna there. So he came back to Hastinapur and he found out that Krishna is the room of Arjuna. So he went to Arjuna's room and he saw both Arjuna and Lord Krishna sleeping same bed. Not only that, moreover, Arjuna's head and Krishna's head is not same side, opposite direction. And now you see, so more, what is that? Krishna's feet passing through Arjuna's chest and Arjuna's feet passing through Krishna's chest. Moreover, Arjuna's feet is going to be served by Rukmini and Santabhama, etc. Also you saw Lord Krishna. And other hand, Krishna's lotus feet is going to served by Draupadi Devi, Subhadra, like this. And moreover, one great thing how does he understand, he realizes all the aura of Arjuna is coming, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Both are sleeping, but all this aura of Arjuna's body is coming out of Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And when he in lying state, then is coming Krishna, Krishna. If he awake state, and what he will do, we cannot imagine it, and how he is determined. Dedicated to Krishna. So by this way, Arjuna served to Krishna. When morning that was going on, at last, Duryodhana hid himself inside the lake. Then Krishna took Pancha Pandavas and he started to abuse Duryodhana. Oh, you are coward, so you hide yourself, you don't know how to fight, you forget the tricks of the fight, everything, etc. So here in the sarcastic world, Duryodhana could not tolerate it. He came out from the lake and told, you Mr. Tori, you can choose any one of us, we can fight with you. The Duryodhana told, I am king of this side, so I like to fight king, fight with king. Then Krishna told, oh, Bale Bhaiya, oh, my elder brother, now we are going to lose. So he can tell that Bhim is our king. Then Yudhishthira told, Bhim is our king, so we have to fight with him. Only also they are all up there. But Yudhishthira has one quality. If Yudhishthira will bow down to any feet of any junior, his head will be crossed off immediately. So what to do now? Krishna told. Then Krishna discussed with Arjuna. And Krishna went behind the Bhima. And told this Yudhishthira Maharaj, you can do pranam to me, not to him. I will tell you pranam, no problem. So he went behind Bhima and Yudhishthira Maharaj did pranam. Then Bhima lied, no problem, because Krishna took his pranam. He did pranam for Krishna, not for Bhima. By this way, Krishna is serving the Pandavas. One more thing, before Maharaj battle, Sakuni told to Duryodhana, now Pandavas they are doing conquering the whole world and getting some divine weapon. So now we have to do some tricks. You have to marry who is close to you. And especially if you marry Subhadra Devi, then you can conquer the future battle. Duryodhana told, how come? How is possible? Sakuni told, that Baladev Prabhu loved you so much more than Arjuna, more than him, anyone, because you are his favorite disciple. If you approach him, he could not deny you. You okay, no problem. Then he went, Duryodhana went to Dwaraka. Baladev Prabhu came in Hastinapur. So Duryodhana treated him very nicely. And Baladev Prabhu very simple hearted. And he told, I want something. Well, yes, what benediction you want? You can ask me today, he told, I want Subhadra. Well, okay, no problem. In other hand, Subhadra Devi or Vasudeva Maharaj, Devaki, Krishna, no one wants to marry Duryodhana. So Krishna told Arjuna something. Oh, Arjuna, you have to come in disguise of sannyasi. And you have been in the bank of ocean, in the seashore. After that, when time will come, you have to kidnap Subhadra from there. So Krishna prayed Arjuna. So Arjuna was in disguise of sannyasi, and all the inhabitants of Dwaraka coming and go down the lotus feet of Arjuna. Oh, he's very perfect sannyasi, perfect sadhu. Even Baladev Prabhu went there to do pranam. So one day Subhadra went there, and Krishna was waiting for Subhadra, and Arjuna was waiting for Subhadra. So when Subhadra went there, Arjuna's chariot was there, and Subhadra also went there in chariot. So Krishna, by the advice of Krishna, Arjuna kidnapped Subhadra and ran away from there. The god of Subhadra, they informed to Baladev Prabhu, oh, that was not sadhu, he was fake sadhu. He was Arjuna, Arjuna kidnapped Subhadra. Baladev Prabhu became very furious, oh, I shall kill Arjuna. So wicked, he came in disguise of sadhu, and he kidnapped our sister. I shall kill him. He took proud and took all our armies. And Krishna was calm and quiet. Oh Krishna, you are not feeling insult. Your sister kicked you by Arjuna and you are come and going. He said, oh dear brother, what harm? Arjuna is very brave, he is very qualified. When I kidnap Rukmini, you wanted to help me. So why you are so angry now? And moreover, look, who is driving the chariot? Subhadra is driving the chariot, his sister brother. So I think Arjuna kidnapped Subhadra, Subhadra kidnapped Arjuna. So moreover, in these circumstances, if you kill Arjuna, so Subhadra already chose Arjuna. If you kill Arjuna, then Subhadra will do. You lie, your darling sister will do. And Lord Krishna, you want that Subhadra will marry Arjuna. So why not 12 years before? He's not all okay, what happened, happened. Then you can bring them back, then you can do very great ceremony of marriage ceremony. So they bring back, and they get a big, huge marriage ceremony took place in Dwaraka. So by this way, Krishna is so near and dear, and Arjuna also very near and dear to Krishna. So it happened. And Krishna advised Arjuna to go to heavenly planet and other place to the divine weapons for Maharaja battle. So Arjuna advised Krishna, Krishna advised Arjuna, oh, you have to please somehow other Pasupatinath, means Mahadev. If you obtain Pasupat Astra, then other divine weapons will be very easily obtained by you. So Arjuna was doing austerity, and from Lord Shiva. So, in the meantime, Arjuna saw one wild boar is coming towards him to attack him. In the meantime, Arjuna took bow and arrow and shoot down the boar. The same time, another arrow came and shoot the boar. So then, one hunter came and told, I am the owner of this boar. Because my arrow is there. Arjuna told, no. None's arrow can shoot any aim before to Arjuna. Not possible for anyone. Then he told, how possible? Then you have to fight with me. Then fighting was going on. Arjuna could not defeat Mahadev. Then Arjuna told, please give your identification. Who are you? None other than Krishna or Mahadev or Indra, none can able to fight with me for a long time. So please give your identification, come in your proper dress. Then Shiva smiled and arrived there. Okay, I am satisfied. You can ask any benediction. He told, I need a Pasupat Astra. Then Shiva gave him. By this way, by advice of Arjuna, he did so many things. In Mahabharata battle, prior to Mahabharata battle, one warrior came. The son of Ekalabha, his name was Barbari. He told Krishna, I can win the bronze battle in a minute. He said, how come? How you can you give the test? Yes. Then he remembered some mantra and took only one grass. By grass he make bow and arrow. And when he shoot it, he told, look, whom I want to kill, you can see one sign of flower. Then you can understand they will be killed by me. That this was so, it is everywhere. Flower is there. This immediate took his Sudarshan chakra and knocked him down. Barbara told, oh Prabhu, I have one desire. What? But I want, please keep my head any top place that I can sit up on all the devil. Why? Krishna did so to give the name and fame to Arjuna. When now I got over, then all brothers are telling, I have won the race, I have won the race. People like you, the 100 brothers of Duryodhana, already I did this, did that, that they are fighting each other. He said, okay, don't worry. I will give judgment. Look, Barbari is over there, let us go to there. Him. They went to Barbari. Barbari told, I have seen only Krishna is fighting, no one is fighting there. Then all became very subside. And when Mahabharata battle start, because Krishna was chariot of Arjuna, prior to that, according to Indian tradition, to whom you approach first, they will be fine in your sight, or they is a relative, anything may be. So Krishna was in Dwaraka, he was sleeping, Duryodhana came, and he sat in the head side. After a few minutes, Arjuna came there and he said, "Take seat, Krishna's feet side." And Krishna was waiting when Arjuna will come. And when Krishna woke up, this is common thing. When he woke up, he could not see towards his back, always towards his feet. So Krishna saw Arjuna first. "Oh Arjuna, how come you came early in the morning?" Duryodhana, "Oh Krishna, I came prior to him." "Okay." So Krishna had some relation. Like Arjuna is cousin brother, and Duryodhana also some relation is there. Krishna's son and Duryodhana's daughter married to Lakshmana and
Pratyumna.
Yes, Pratyumna, they married together. So Krishna's son and Duryodhana's daughter married together. So there is a relation also. "Okay, what do you want?" Duryodhana told that Mahabharata is going to start now. "I want you to fight on behalf of us." Krishna told, "Listen, I have promised that I will not take any weapon. And other hand, I have all armies. To whom you prefer? Want to take me or my army?" Duryodhana thought, "Oh, if I take Krishna, he will not fight. Only you sit there, I have to feed him also. What is the profit? What is the gain to take him? Better I can take army, I need to fight against Pandavas." And one more thing, Krishna told that, "I have seen Arjuna first, so Arjuna has right reason to ask first to me." Krishna told, "Okay, what do you prefer?" Then Arjuna told, "I don't like your army, I like you." But Duryodhana told, "Oh Krishna, what can I do? Arjuna is my younger, I have so much love for my younger brother. Why are you asking you? Okay, let me decide, give your army." Making so dramatic, very simple hearted. Then when Duryodhana went down, then Arjuna told, "Oh Krishna, you saved my life. If Duryodhana asks you, then I may give up my life immediately in front of you." By this way, Krishna in their sight. When Mahabharata battle started, the first arrow of Bhishma Pitamaha, it burned up Arjuna's chariot and the horses, everything. But by the mystic power, by the influence of Krishna, it was, horses was alive and chariot was there. After when Mahabharata battle off, then Krishna told Arjuna, "Get up from the chariot. Get up." Arjuna told, "Why Prabhu? Every day I used to get down from chariot, that is, I used to come. Today why are you asking? So don't ask me, please come down immediately. After that you can ask me." As soon as Krishna come, Arjuna came down and Krishna came out from chariot, immediately time to assess. Arjuna is surprised, "Prabhu, what happened? How come?" He told that in the beginning they are fighting, the first arrow of Bhishma Pitamaha, he burned your chariot and horses. Only by my power it was still there. So what I will tell, please try to listen." So by this way, Krishna said Arjuna, when battle was going on,
so he gave Hanuman in his service.
And again, he engaged Hanuman. Before battle, one Arjuna was watching some.
You should always be on the
fire. Arjuna was watching, how Lord Ram erect Lanka and take a bridge, make a bridge with monkeys. If I will be there, only by one suit, I can make a very strong bridge like thunderbolt. Hanuman told, "Don't work so much. If you make any bridge, only by one chair you will track down." Arjuna told, "No, it is not possible." "Well, okay, give a test." So there was a reminder, both of them went there. Then Arjuna remembered Krishna and shoot the arrow. "Make a very huge bridge, very strong." Hanuman said, "Oh my goodness, it's not an ordinary bridge." Then he jumped from there, Himalayas and remember Lord Ram and make a huge gigantic pillar and find so many stones and rock which is all poured. And when he came, Arjun thought, oh my goodness, now we can saw huge form. So like a mountain, like Himalaya came down near. It is my big mark that down. That you remember this, oh Krishna, this is not by himself, you know himself, you have to protect me. The Hanuman put on our jaw, then nothing happened. Then Hanuman wanted to take another hit. And Hanuman gave the ground, oh Prabhu, you have to save me. Then Hanuman looked the down, the poor river, there is no water, like blood is going flowing through. How come? He came back, stepped back, and both of seen Arjun and Hanuman. Arjun saw Krishna is holding the bridge, and Hanuman saw that Ram is holding the bridge. Then Krishna told, oh, I am Krishna, I am Ram's friend. So now Mahana Dada will come. Hanuman, you have to serve Arjun, I am serving too. Always you have to talk up to his chariot. Whenever any danger comes, you have to save Arjun. So, Dhinu Mahavad Dhatu, once from a suit and arrow, the Hanuman hit roar so loudly and he pressed down the chariot. Chariot went to Patallo. After that, he came out again. The same doctor asked me, oh, please give me another chance. Tell me, no, not possible. And Karna had one boon by Indra. Get up and run. By that he want to kill Arjun. But Krishna always taking Arjun here, they are not allowed to come in front of Karna. So when that was going very critical stage, then Krishna attracts Ghatotkacha, son of Bhim. And when Ghatotkacha came, he was fighting so strange. Even Karna, Duryodhan, Dushasana, Shakuni, none can be faced to him. Then he is cutting up like a grain, he is cutting up like field, he is messing so much. Then Duryodhan said, oh Karna, please save. Karna told, now I cannot use my Ekagni Bhan, tomorrow I have to fight again Arjun. Then Duryodhan told, if I ally today, then you can fight and kill Arjun. If I die, you will have to know her. But we know her. Please use your Ekagni Bhan. Use Ekagni Bhan for Ghatotkacha and Ghatotkacha is fired. This arrow was so powerful. For whom you will use, he will be finished. And only can use it once. So Ghatotkacha finished by this way. This was saved Arjun. So in so many pastimes, now there is drama. And we will speak something, so I finish here. Hare Krishna, Panchayat, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Because he selected, Krishna selected him only to go to Braj. Pandava can go. They are doing a study still in Radha. But Uddhava is qualified. He was his servant. He was his prime minister. Everything. So, Uddhava, most of it. How? Now you can.
Kunivai Gaurachandra Adhikaya Tadhare Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo. So, from Pujapad Maharaj, we heard the Mahamahabharata, the glories of the Pandavas, and especially at Sri Arjuna. But if we think a little bit deeply, according to the philosophy of Sri Sanatana Goswami, that Buddha is an even higher devotee than the Pandavas. Why? We hear that Krishna went to Hastinapur, but I don't think we have heard that the Pandavas came to Mathura. Because the Isadeva of the Pandavas is Sri Dwarkadish Krishna, but the Isadeva of Udadi is Mathuresh Krishna, and at the last he revealed his affection towards the feet of Srimati Radhika. So separation is two ways. Bhagavan feels separation for his devotee, but the Srimad Bhagavatam describes how Krishna felt separation from his Vrijavasis. Therefore, one day, Sri Krishna himself, who takes away the miseries of the whole world, he was staying on the top of his palace there in Mathura. That time was Goduli, the time of the returning of the cows. So Krishna became very much immersed in the remembrance of the Vrijavasis and began to weep. So Uddhava was astonished. Here is Krishna who gives happiness to the three worlds, but Krishna is weeping. Therefore, Uddhava, he went near to Krishna and Paninam. Krishna took the hand of Uddhava and began to weep. What is the qualification of Uddhava? It described he is Krishna's mantri, Krishna's minister. Even Krishna is so much intelligent, but in times of disturbance, even he asked Uddhava, Uddhava, what should I do now? I have this problem, what should I do? He is Krishna's minister, Daita Saka, he is Krishna's advisor, Krishna's beloved Saka. He is also a blood relation to Krishna, like cousin brother. Tell he is Krishna to him. Uddhava is everything to Krishna, and Krishna is everything to Uddhava. So Krishna took the hand of Uddhava, and weeping, he began to describe the separation condition of the gopis. We hear that the gopis felt so much separation from Krishna, therefore their suffering was mitigated, because one gopi can talk to another gopi who can talk to another gopi. Therefore their feelings of separation for Krishna were diminished, because they revealed their heart to someone. Just like when we reveal our suffering to a dear friend, our suffering becomes halka, our suffering becomes lightened. But to whom will Krishna reveal his suffering? Krishna has no one to reveal his heart to. He cannot reveal his heart to Ugrasen Maharaj, or to Narad, or to anyone. Therefore Krishna felt a great lacking in Mathura. To whom will I reveal my heart? Therefore Uddhava is not just a sucker. In one sense, if we think deeply, he is like a one type of Priyanama Saka also, who can also share the Krishna's conjugal dealings with the gopis. Therefore, catching the hand of Uddhava, Krishna began to weep, or the gopis at Manmanaska, the gopis have completely given their life to me. They are like a turtle. A turtle in the summertime, when the sarovar becomes evaporated, the turtle somehow maintains his life by going into the mud. Therefore Krishna said, the gopis are just like that. Only because of my promise, Ayayasi, I will return the day after tomorrow. Only because of those one word of mine, the gopis are maintaining their lives. Therefore, Uddhava, you should go there to Vrindavan and pacify my mother and father, my friends, and especially the gopis. Therefore, Krishna gave his message to Uddhava that is called Sri Uddhava Sandesh. So Uddhava, he went on the golden chariot of Krishna. The Akura had used to bring Krishna to Mathura. On that same chariot, Uddhava was leaving and Krishna weeping, catching the hand, he gave Akura his cloth, some of his precious jewels. So Uddhava went to Vrindavan. That time, when he was going there, Yogamaya showed him some very special darshan of Vrindavan. We have heard there are three types of darshan of Vrindavan. And here in Bhagavatam it describes how Uddhava, at one stage he saw Prakat Vrindavan, in the next stage he saw Apakat Vrindavan. Just for a brief glimpse, we hear Vrindavan Paritajaya Padamekam Nagachati. The Krishna never takes one step out of Brajamandal. But Uddhava, for one second, by the mercy of Yogamaya, he could understand. What did he see? Hundreds and thousands of cows and big bulls chasing those cows in heat. And millions of calves, like waves of the foam on the ocean of milk, jumping here and there. The gopis completely decorated head to toe, Govinda Damo Dharamana Veti, for one second would have saw that Vrindavan where Krishna is always present, Apakat Vrindavan. And the next second, Yogamaya withdrew her mercy and would have saw the whole Vrindavan in separation. So Uda was going towards Vrindavan. So there, the cow boys, Sridhar and Subal, they had been waiting for Krishna's return. So when they saw Uda, they became very excited. Oh, maybe our friend has returned, maybe our friend has returned. But they came and saw, oh, Krishna has not come, someone else. Then Uda was astonished. Uda asked, which way to Nandagaon? Which way to the house of Krishna? Then the cow boy said, must be you are new to here. Uda said, how do you know? Otherwise, if you are Vrijvasi, how you don't know, where is Nandagaon? So coming to Nandagaon, Uda had a very wonderful meeting with Krishna's mother and father, Sri Yasoda and Nanda Baba. As Srila Gokumaraj used to describe, just like in the daytime we cannot see the moon. In the same way, the Vrijvasis could not see the opulence of Krishna because there are deeper feelings of Mamata for him as their son, as their beloved, and as their Priyatam. Therefore, the meeting between Uddhava and the Vrijvasis is very wonderfully described by Sri Sukadeva Goswami. When first Uddhava came, Sri Nanda Baba gave him a great welcome. Then Nanda Baba raised one servant to massage the feet of Uddhava. Then he thought, I should give Uddhava something to eat. But there was nothing to eat in Vrajamandu, because the Vrijvasis cook only for Krishna, and Krishna had gone so many weeks before. Therefore, since that time, no Vrijvasi ever cooked. Sri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur described, they maintain their life just by some fruits or some roots. Therefore, Nanda Baba, anyhow, by hook or by crook, he arranged some sweet rice for Uddhava, but there was no sugar, because since Krishna left Vrindavan, all the sweetness had also left. Then Uddhava came to meet with Nanda Baba, and Nanda Baba described, Nanda Baba first did not directly ask, is Krishna remembering us? He asked, how has Krishna forgotten us, isn't it? Who are very dear to him, how he has left this Vrindavan, of which he is the owner of the rivers, the hills, the mountains. He is very beloved to us. O Uddhava, when we think of his beautiful smiling face, his wonderful pastimes, we feel a great loss. And Nanda Baba began to weep. So Uddhava, he is Parabhakta, but also he is a great pundit. One of the reasons that Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan, because if Krishna describes the love of the gopis, then everyone may say, well, just because Krishna loves them, then he is glorifying them. Therefore, people may have doubt. But if a great pundit like Uddhava glorifies the gopis, then the whole world will listen. Therefore, Uddhava, he tried to give his knowledge of Gyan, some Gyan to Nanda Baba and the Vrijvasis. Oh, why are you crying in separation from Krishna? Don't you know that Krishna is Akhileshwara? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has no mother, he has no father, he has no sons. No one is very dear to him, nor is anyone separate from him. He is present everywhere, like fire is present in wood. And he gave some instructions, oh Baba, you should meditate on Krishna. Why are you feeling separation from the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead? So when Nanda Baba heard this, it's just like putting kerosene on the fire of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba doesn't know anything that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Nanda Baba only knows one thing. Krishna is my son. We hear that the Goswamis, especially Sri Raghunath Goswami, after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after the disappearance of Sri Gadadhara Pandit, he could not stay in Jagannath Puri because every grain of sand reminded him of the pastimes of Gaura Hari and his devotees. Therefore, sometimes Nanda Baba feels a great burning sensation by living in Gokul. Therefore, in order to somehow lessen his feeling of separation, Nanda Baba goes outside of Gokul and moves around Brajamandal. But when he goes, every tree, every river, every particle of dust, Krishna has performed some pastime there. Therefore, Nanda Baba feels no way to pacify his feelings of separation. What to speak of the condition of Sri Yasoda Devi? Nanda Kinkara Brahmana, Sri Nibha Mahadaya, Yasodava Mahabhaga Papa Yasham Sanam Hari. Nanda Baba loves Krishna, no doubt, Yasoda Devi, she loves Krishna even more because she gave her breast milk to the Lord, to Krishna. But the condition of Nanda Baba is just like a fish out of water, what with the condition of Sri Yasoda. Therefore, just by hearing the name of her son, she was weeping, and breast milk was coming automatically from her breast. Sometimes in the madness of separation, she sees Krishna. Nanda Baba goes, "Oh, foolish woman, why are you crying? Krishna is just here. See? Sometimes Krishna manifests and gives Spruti to Nanda and Yasoda. Sometimes Yasoda becomes so mad in separation from Krishna, she stands up and begins to pack the bag of Krishna's flutes, some laddus, Krishna's toys. Then the Brijavasis ask, "Oh, Sakhi, where are you going?" She says, "I am going to Mathura, and there I will go to the house of Devaki. And I will serve there, sweeping, cleaning, cooking, anything. And I will say to Devaki, "Oh, Devaki, I don't want anything from you, but only one time a day I want to see your son." So how much affection she had, and becoming mad in separation, she falls on the ground. So Uddhava is becoming very much astonished. Uddhava is a great jnani, also a Mahapandit. He thought, all scriptures say, if one can shed one tear for Krishna, one's life is successful. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dana, bhakti ye krishnanam, smarana kandana. Bhakti means to chant the name of Krishna and to weep. Therefore, if someone can shed one tear for Krishna, their life is successful. But Krishna has sent me here to tell the Brijavasis not to weep. Therefore, Uddhava became stunned. What do I say? Do I say you are most fortunate, you should weep more? Then this is apparat because Krishna did not tell me to do that. What do I say? So Uddhava, thinking very, very deeply, he gave his message to Nanda Yasoda. The Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Why are you feeling separation from Him? Sometimes in separation, the Brijavasis feel that dainita. In that humility, for a little bit of a second, they can appreciate the position of Krishna. Just like a blade of grass comes to the top of a pot of boiling milk and again goes under. So when Nanda Baba presented a little bit of Bhagavat Tapagyan in separation, and Uddhava thought, "I'll also do." So Uddhava began to speak his message. But Nanda Baba was completely dissatisfied. In fact, Nanda Baba began to laugh. "I am so foolish, Uddhava. I heard that you are a great Maha Pandit. But now I can see you are not a pundit at all. You are actually a very foolish fellow. You are a small boy whose milk teeth have not appeared. You think because we live in Vrindavan we are fools? But we have also heard from Gargacharya, we have also heard from sadhus, the symptoms of Bhagavan. Krishna has none of the symptoms of Bhagavan. Narayan is a supreme person. He is upper arm and upper calm. He has no hunger, he has no thirst. But I saw with my own eyes how Yasoda would feed Krishna 20 times a day. We hear that Bhagavan is Paramavitra, completely pure. But I myself used to see how many times a day Krishna would pass through in his nappies. Bhagavan has no anger. But I see if Krishna does not get something to eat, he bites his lips like that, he breaks the pots, he breaks everything. But these are not the symptoms of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is Satya Sankalpa, Satya Vratam, Satya Dharamchi Satyam. Bhagavan is always true. Everything he speaks is part of Satya. But everything Krishna says is not true. He is completely lying. He is always thieving. These are none of the qualities of Bhagavan. They are all presented his big load of jnana to the Brijavasis. The Brijavasis could not accept. Therefore, Uddhava became astonished. Guru Maharaj gives a nice example. Just like when someone's wearing a bowler hat, and they look up, and they look to the top of Mount Everest, their hat falls off. So Uddhava was looking at the prayer of Nanda and Yasoda, up, and his hat fell off. Therefore, see, Uddhava cannot understand the prayer of Nanda and Yasoda, then how will he understand the prayer of the gopis, especially Srimati Radhika? Therefore, that meeting of Uddhava and the gopis is given. One point is there. Uddhava looked just like Krishna, same complexion. He'd come on the chariot of Uddhava of Akura. Even he was wearing Krishna's pitamba and his cloth and the garland. The smell of Krishna was coming from his bodies. But the gopis never embraced Uddhava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They can embrace the tamal tree. Even Radharani tries to embrace the darkness. But Uddhava, who looks just like Krishna, is dressed just like Krishna. The gopis never embrace him, because prem has its own marjada. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, despite being completely mad in separation, Mahaprabhu never did or said anything that was one way separate from prem tattva. Everything Mahaprabhu said in his madness was completely in line with the Shastra. Therefore, the gopis, despite being unmadani, completely mad in separation from Krishna, they never spoke or did one thing against the marjada of prema. So Uddhava, he became stunned seeing the prema of Nanda Yasoda, and the whole night they were speaking some katha. The next morning, Uddhava came outside, and the gopis
had you.
Thank you.
The Prime Minister, advisor, and also fighter, everything. She sent Krishna twice to pacify his father and mother, and especially his gopi. No. He has told that Krishna is feeling separation so much for gopi, especially for gopi, for all Kaliyuga. But he cannot express his more to others. Uddhava could go and she could be trained in the school of gopi, where principal is the Radhika, Lalita is one subject, Vishakha one department, so Ashtraki as department. And he should learn something and then he should be born. Uddhava went and he gave application to be admitted in their school. But gopis examined him and found he is not qualified to be in our school. They asked Uddhava, you know, name are of two kinds. Selfishness there, and other is pure. Uddhava, selfishness like bumblebee. He goes to flowers and takes the honey and to next goes to like beggars. They go to the house of Grihastha, Radhe Radhe, and when they get some alms, they will not be there for a moment. Like deer, they live in forests where green grasses and trees are there. But if they are burnt, they will not go. A vaishya, a prostitute, she wants money. She has no love and affection for anyone. So if anyone comes, satisfy and take money and have no love and affection. So these are the symptoms of what? Pray. So now I know that Krishna has nirmal pray. He has no other desire than to please us. And we have also like him. Can you tell how it broke? Uddhava began to like this. He could not reply. So he was not admitted in that school. He saw the building. He saw the principals and others. And after that, he saw the glories of gopis. And then he returned back, promising that I will bring Krishna here. Otherwise, all will know. So next day, we will continue to glorify how gopis are most superior. They are not bhakta, they are Ladini Shakti and the of love. Radhika manifests in their own. Today she is some drama perhaps. One filter. And here they should be ready for drama.
Excuse me, I'd like to make one quick announcement. A number of very important announcements regarding